Governor Pat McCrory, the state House and Senate have significant differences to work out before North Carolina adopts a budget. WFAE's Michael Tomczyk joins us now to look at three examples of these differing approaches: teacher pay, film incentives, and Medicaid. Hi, Michael.
Hey, Mark.
All three budgets do include pay raises for teachers, but what about the differences?
The Senate plan would raise teacher pay by an average of 11%. That's the biggest raise among the three budgets, but there's a catch. Teachers would have to give up tenure, which many of them see as a crucial job protection. And the Senate funds the raise primarily by cutting the number of teacher assistants in half.
And the House plan?
The House raises teacher pay by 5% and does not require teachers to give up tenure. House members plan to pay for that raise mainly through the lottery. They want to increase advertising for it so that more people gamble and then the state gets more revenue. Ironically, many of the lawmakers behind this strategy say that in principle, they're against gambling. And then Governor McCrory's plan is to increase teacher pay an average of 2%. In his plan, teachers can keep their tenure and he'd pay for the raise in part through cuts to the UNC system.
Michael, we've also been reporting this week on North Carolina's film incentive program, which will expire if the governor and lawmakers can't reach an agreement. Where does that stand?
The House and Senate both want to change it into a grant program to save the state money. So whereas under the current incentive program, if productions spend a certain amount of money in North Carolina, they automatically get incentives, under the grant program, productions would have to apply for money with no guarantee that they'd actually get it. The governor's plan is to stick with incentives instead of grants, but he would increase what productions have to spend to get incentives and slash the cap on how much they can get back.
And Medicaid is always one of the most expensive parts of the state budget. What are the plans for that?
The Senate wants to change it dramatically, cutting eligibility for about 15,000 people and putting an insurance company, or something like it, in charge of managing the program. Governor McCrory is against that idea. He has his own overhaul he's trying to pass through legislation rather than the budget, and it would give groups of doctors and hospitals more responsibility in managing care and cutting costs. The House budget doesn't say much about overhauling Medicaid, but some representatives say they're interested in passing the governor's plan.
And when can we expect to see the final budget?
The governor, House, and Senate plan to work out their differences in the next week or two.
WFAE's Michael Tomczyk, thank you.
Thank you.